WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The last movie Albert Brooks wrote, directed, and starred in was Lost in America. In his new movie, Brooks leaves the continent and this world. Stephen Schiff has this review.
Albert Brooks has long been the great irritant of movie comedy. Like the late Andy Kaufman, he wants to bug us, to oppress us, and make us antsy. And then finally, when you feel you can't stand his whining or his narcissism a moment longer, he releases his audience with an explosive joke. That kind of comedy is extremely rich and extremely daring. But it doesn't win you hordes of fans, and Brooks has always been a minority taste. He probably hopes his delicious new movie, Defending Your Life, will change all that. It's his sweetest, gentlest comedy yet. And he does his best to turn himself into a fuzzy cuddle bear in it. In fact, his hardcore fans, of which I count myself one, may find that a cuddly Brooks is not quite as lively as the hot pepper Brooks who used to make us steam and squirm. But then, liveliness is beside the point here, because the character Brooks plays in Defending Your Life is dead. This movie is part of the same falling in love with death genre as Ghost, and Always, and a host of fantasies from the 40s. It takes place in the afterlife, specifically in Judgment City, the squeaky clean purgatory where lives are evaluated and cosmic fates determined. Part of the joke is that Judgment City is a middlebrow dream come true, with billboards and bowling alleys and comedy clubs and all the ghastly cafeteria food you can eat. It's a theme park of American tastelessness. There's even a miniature golf course, and that's where Brooks takes the dream girl he's just met. She's played, very winsomely, by Meryl Streep.
You know what, you never told me how you died. How did you die?
I don't want to talk about it.
Why?
It's embarrassing.
Embarrassing? What could be embarrassing? I was hit by a bus.
I tripped.
No.
Yes.
Seriously, you tripped?
Yes.
On what?
We went to visit some friends for the weekend. Everybody wanted to go into town, but I wanted to stay at the house and go swimming, so I went outside, tripped over the chaise lounge, hit my head on the cement, and rolled into the pool.
What did the East German judge give you?
That kind of bouncy banter makes up a lot of this movie, and Brooks and Streep develop an unexpectedly warm chemistry. But what's brilliant about Defending Your Life isn't the punchlines, it's the cosmology. When the dead come to Judgment City, they go on trial, with a prosecutor and a defender and two judges who decide whether their souls will return to Earth for another try or proceed on to some other more marvelous plane. We're put on Earth, it turns out, to conquer fear. And only when we have do we get promoted. Which, by the way, makes us a whole lot smarter. It seems that most of the universe laughingly refers to us Earthlings as the little brains. Even after death, then, the cosmos is based on status, and Brooks has worked out the details with fanatical care. The only place he falls down is in the trial itself. There, despite a hilariously hearty performance by Rip Torn as his back-slapping defender, Brooks can't carry his conceit far enough. The arguments between Torn and snaky Lee Grant as the prosecutor don't have the wit or the intellectual heft they ought to have. And the scenes we see from Brooks' life on Earth are curiously bland. Even so, Defending Your Life is a triumph of comic tone. Brooks manages to make the petty dinkiness of human existence at once appallingly funny and strangely poignant. Beneath his jokes, you can feel a tragic undertow. And besides, this movie offers the definitive answer to one of my own pressing cosmic questions. Is there sushi after death? You bet.
Film critic Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair. Defending Your Life opens this weekend in New York and Los Angeles, and in other cities early next month.